KXEI celebrates International Women's Day. I wanna see you
be brave. Annie Lynch, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Is there a woman in history, past or present, that has inspired or influenced you?
Yeah, so I have a lot of women that inspire, and actually, this one's, I think, very timely to mention because she just passed away, but there's a Belgian film director named Chantal Ackerman that I really admire. Her movies are very long and character-driven and not a lot of plot and a lot of one-shot 45-minute sequences of women making hamburgers, and I absolutely love it. I think she managed to capture the human experience in a way that I wish I could do. And so I really admire her work just as a window into individual life. And then I also really admire the writer Susan Sontag, who I wish I could be as intelligent as, and hopefully someday I will reach that level, though I don't know if I will, because if you read her journals from when she was 14, it kind of blows my mind, because when I was 14, I was thinking about Hansen or something.
You were distracted.
Yeah, I was not thinking about reading Proust and whatever. But I love her. And then two more recent examples. I love the writer Roxane Gay, who recently wrote a book called Bad Feminist. She's Haitian, I believe, and she does a lot of interesting things where she talks about different identities, which is really important to me. So her identity as a woman, her identity as a Haitian, and then kind of forming this universal experience of being female in 2015, 2016, the time we live in now. And in that book, she talks a lot about pop culture, which I really enjoy. And then I feel like the first two were a little bit more like avant-garde. So I'm just going to mention, I really like the actress Mariska Hargitay. I love her. She's fantastic. And I watch Law & Order whenever I'm upset. It's like my free therapy. I think she's fantastic because not only is she a really good actress, but she started her own charity based around raising awareness and helping women who have been affected by sexual violence and children in that situation too. And I think that that's really important and great. And she does a lot of great things with that. She has adopted children. I mean, she's just immersed herself in this world of finding justice for people of all walks of life. If I had to pick one of the four people that I just mentioned to be when I grew up, I think I would want to be her because she is fantastic. And
I think that you're going to do real well.
Oh,
Annie Lynch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying my best. Some days, you know, it's like, how am I supposed to be Annie Lynch today? So yeah, I think those are some women that I really admire. I could list like 20 more people, but I'm not gonna go there.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
And happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you too.
Thanks.
Support for KXEI and this special International Women's Day program is provided by Marshall Foundation. Marshall Foundation enhances the lives of Tucson and Pima County women and families through the support and charitable organizations involved in education, social services, and early childhood development.